Eye contact is one of the most real, one of the deepest, most authentic ways of communication. And as we learn to see things in a different light, it serves as a gateway to a whole another world. Hi, hope you're well. This is PD at the Art of Self-Development. This episode is for everyone interested in ideas and practical tools to develop the most useful skills for yourself and for the people you care about. Eyes have been around, evolutionarily, for quite a while. They are one of the later inventions, things that we have evolved while still in water, before animals even went from the ocean to land. But eyesight is a very old means of getting information. And as it turns out, and as we know, it also serves to communicate. Eye contact is a very important part of body language, something we can use to communicate on a very basic level. But also it can go much deeper than language, which again, in the evolution of the human species and the human cultures, is much, much newer. Much more refined in a way, but lacking the depth that body language and eye contact carry. Maybe you have this experience, perhaps with your loved one, current or past, or with a stranger. Maybe you were walking down the street and you just locked eyes with a person and you didn't let go. You didn't do what we normally do is look away, but he just kept looking into the eyes of the other person, and you felt a connection that seemed almost out of place because it was so strong and so deep, where the eye contact alone can carry so much information, so much connection, that it might take months and years to develop this depth of a relationship with a person you know. And that is what is fascinating about eye contact and about body language in general, that it is so basic. It's a very different means of communication than words are, but one that we have been using much, much longer, and therefore it speaks to all of us across cultures. No matter what your culture, your race, your education. And eye contact is a very important means of communication still, and it'll always be. Just like body language. It's something that we don't usually think about consciously. But when it is good, when we communicate well, and the other person communicates well, it can make all the difference in how we get along. But for that to happen, we need to get out of our heads and into our bodies, into our senses. Because thinking about these things won't help much. It's a little bit like, you may have studied or heard about what a good handshake looks like. There's almost a whole science about it. How you hold your palm in front of you. How and when exactly you shake the other person's hand. And if you think about the logical linear progression, it would be easy to make a mistake, because like anything in body language, this is not rational. If somebody holds their hand to you as if you were supposed to kiss it, or as if they wanted a handout, or if they just won't trust you to put your hand into theirs, even if you don't think about it, you know something is wrong. Something doesn't click. And if you're in your senses, you're physically present, not just in your head, you will make all of it happen naturally, in a way that will cause the other person to trust you, to like you, in fact. Because body language only works if it's natural, if it's not rational and not forced. And the same is with eye contact. Except this one is even more powerful. I remember some years ago, I attended an event, and I wonder how much these still happen. I should check that out, which is generally called eye-gazing, or soul-gazing sometimes, because the eye is the gateway to the soul, where the idea was a bunch of strangers meet who have never met, and they won't even talk to each other, but they will sit in front of each other and just look into each other's eyes. I did that once for about 10 or 15 minutes, and it was incredibly powerful, because we don't normally do that. You might look into the eye of your partner longer than you would hold the gaze of another person, and it's part of the bonding that you have. But if you can do that for a long period of time without looking away, very interesting things will happen. Because we have evolved all these layers of psychological defenses that come up when we look into each other's eyes. There are some people who can't do that at all because they don't have the confidence, the authenticity, the openness to handle that for more than a few seconds. And when you do this, and with a stranger, you can notice how quickly all those defenses will come up that would normally cause you to look away or to start giggling or laughing nervously. And when you notice all those walls come up as they will, and you keep the eye contact completely open and honest, at the end of those 10 or 15 minutes, you will feel like you've known this person your whole life. Except you will not have that feeling with most people that you know. It's a very deep and interesting experience. And you can do that with a friend or with your significant other. There's no way to get to know somebody better, quicker. And body language is very useful in day-to-day life and in day-to-day dealings with people. A simple trick that you can use, super useful and really fun at the same time, is when we talk to people and when we deal with them, we usually look at them for a few seconds. That is kind of the norm. We don't keep looking for a long period of time because it might weird people out, especially if the situation is inappropriate. But it is a good practice, and you can try this out, to look at the other person a little bit longer than is usual, a little bit longer than you feel comfortable with. And this can even be a split second longer, because this is not usual for most people and definitely not for most interactions. What it does, it signals interest and connection with the other person. You've probably had that happen when somebody talks to you and is looking at you, and then maybe something distracts them or they need to leave, and they will keep looking at you even as they're looking away for a bit, as if they don't want to look away. It gives you a much better sense of connection. And as with any other technique that you might use, like a psychological trick, if you will, you need to calibrate and know when to use it and how. Because if you just start staring at people for no reason at all, in situations that don't warrant this, and you don't have that connection, you will come across as weird or a stalker. But eyes allow us to connect and to communicate much more than we normally do. Eyes allow us to see much more than is obvious. When it comes to communication with people, and especially attraction or sexual communication, because there are two ways of seeing things and of seeing people, and you could almost think of it as the guy way and the women's way, because us guys, we tend to be much more in the head, much more rational. And even as we interact with people, we're more likely to think rather than be emotionally connected. You might be talking to a person while thinking about what you want to say to achieve some specific goal or to impress the other person. And it won't work because you're not really communicating. You're thinking in your head while they are talking, and then you are talking at them rather than to them. This is why I find it a good practice to think as I'm doing the things that I need to do, thinking, what am I missing? What is happening that I'm not aware of? And this goes especially for people and interactions with them. For example, sometimes I might walk down the street and I can see a woman standing in the street waiting for someone. And I won't notice anything unusual about that. It's just the person waiting for a friend. If I'm in another frame of mind that goes beyond the obvious, I might go by and see a prostitute waiting for a client. And the thing is, I see the same thing with my eyes, but I understand it to be something completely different because I'm not taking things at face value. And it has nothing to do with reason. It is actually connecting with your environment, knowing what is actually happening, not just on the face of it. It's almost like in the 90s we had these magic pictures where you look at them for a while and then 3D images emerge out of them. And you can't see the original page, you just see the 3D image. And you can flip back and forth, but you can't see both at the same time. And this is how communication works too. We can focus on what people are saying, what impression they're trying to make, or we can use our eyes the way we were meant to, as an extension, not just as a physical sense, but as an extension of the brain from which eyes originally evolved, to understand what's happening beyond the obvious. And women are much better at this naturally. In the example that I used with the prostitute, most women would know exactly what's going on. Most men would not. This is the way it works. Women's reality tends to be much deeper, much more real in a way, than the typically super rational worldview that we have, where we rarely step outside of our heads to actually feel and experience things. This is why men's and women's approach to dating is so much different. Because when a guy wants to meet a girl, the first thing they will think about is, what do I say? What's the pickup line? And then you tell them that it's not the pickup line. It doesn't matter what you say. It's how you say it. How we can notice something that's going on around and connect with that, comment on that, and just be friendly, make a connection. This can be so difficult for us to understand, even as it's so obvious to women. So this is about crossing the boundaries, understanding each other better, about being genuinely interested in the other person, even if that makes you uncomfortable because you're not used to it. When you make a connection with another person, and especially an intimate one, it's like sharing a secret. You can lock eye contact with another person who you're really attuned to, both to each other. And you form a bond that nobody else can break. Maybe you're in a social situation or in a bar, and this thing will happen that will baffle everybody else. Maybe you have this connection with a girl that other guys try to hit on, and you will just see each other like in tunnel vision. And other guys will be trying to hit on the same girl and completely fall flat because there's deeper sexual communication going on that they have no idea is happening. That's how powerful eye contact can be. It just overrides anything else. It's one of the deepest means of communication that you can ever employ. One of the more real ones. So notice things that you have not noticed before, That is generally the practice. We get very settled in our ways and in the way we see the world. So the things that we haven't learned to see, we find it hard to learn later, because our ways are so set. We see what we have always seen. This is why it's so useful to go against our natural inclination, which is to confirm what we think, what we already believe, to go against that and see what new you can notice about people, about how they interact with you and with each other, and how that can enrich your communication with them, how you can see more and feel more, how you can understand where strangers, random people, where they're coming from, what they're feeling and experiencing. This ability will help you communicate better, probably more than anything else, definitely more than any tricks that you might learn from a dating guru or a pickup artist. So approach people and situations with your eyes open, curious, and always willing to see the world in a new light. Chances are you will see things that you never thought possible. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Art of Self-Development. Remember that learning is a change of behavior. Any positive change you make and keep has a cumulative effect that'll make your life even better. If you found anything useful or interesting in this episode, please share it with your friends. You can reach me at pdartofsd@gmail.com. Talk to you again soon. In the meantime, leave the world a little better than you found it.